come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to myriads of angels, to God, the judge of all, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry.
A reading from the Old Testament book of Genesis. Jacob went to Beersheba, place to sleep. And he dreamed that there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, God, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your descendants. And your descendants shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. But by you and your descendants shall all the families of the earth bless themselves. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know him. And he was afraid, and he said, how awesome is this place! There is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
Inside you. there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. For they love not their lives even until death. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
wilderness, angels minister to him. An angel comes to strengthen him during his agony in the garden. And angels are the first witnesses of the resurrection. So the best reason to believe in angels is the life and the teaching of Jesus. Now, we know the names of some of the angels. Three of them are Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Now, what do they do? St. Michael is mentioned in Scripture as the commander of the heavenly armies, the great prince leading the church in battle against Satan and his forces. Gabriel is God's messenger. Gabriel came to Our Lady bringing the good news that she would conceive and bear a son to be the Savior of the world. St. Raphael is shown in Scripture as God's healer, responding to the prayers of God's people when they cry for their help, cry for help in their distress. Now, all well and good, good facts. But what difference do the angels make in our lives? And this, at least, I think. We venerate Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, indeed all of the holy angels, because their vocations are examples to us in our lives as Christians. Take St. Michael, who is the guardian of the church. And that is our vocation as well. We guard the material well-being of the church when we give of our time and talent and treasure. We guard the honor of the church by understanding what she teaches. The church is our mother. And when she is attacked, we should be ready to defend her as we would our earthly mothers. And that's why ongoing Christian education is so important, so that we can give a reason to the hope that is in us. We guard the holiness of the church by leading lives which are pleasing in God's sight. And that means prayer, and fasting, and repentance, and reading of Scripture, keeping the laws of the church, so that God can transform us into the image of his Son. So let us, like Michael, guard the church. Gabriel's vocation is to be a messenger and herald of God. Guess what? That's ours as well. There are many, many people who don't know who Jesus is. They don't know what he's about.
Douglas, priest of this parish. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Father in heaven, when the angels greeted the birth of your Son, they sang glory to God and peace on earth. Bless with Christ's peace all the nations of the world. We pray for George, our president, Mike and Rick, our governors. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Father in heaven, your Son has promised to your children the care of guardian angels who look upon your face. Protect by your mercy our neighbors, families, and friends. Let us pray for those celebrating birthdays this week. Lee, Kelsey, Ann, Henry, Marcia, Sarah, Chess, Jim, and Lewis. And those celebrating their anniversaries. Ford and Stephanie, Jim and Jenny, Mike and Dina, Tom and Ann. And Ken and Shelley Lewis, whose household we remember in prayer this week. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Father in heaven, you give your angels charge over those who trust in you to guard them in all their ways. Be with the sick, the needy, and those who serve in our armed forces. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Father in heaven, your angel declares, blessed are those who die in the Lord. Enfold in your love all who come before your judgment seat in heaven, especially Joanne, Albert, and Marion.